summer. So
offensively, we should be able to move the ball. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
they're not going to stop us.
Well, and you know, TJ, over the years, it's been hard for anybody to stop your running game. But you're saying this year might be a great one throwing
yes.
the ball.
Yes, yeah, because we have three capable quarterbacks, and we have multiple receivers that are really good players that haven't really been together this summer. They really haven't had the time yet, but when they come back, that group all comes together, it's going to be pretty nice. Yeah, it'll be pretty nice.
Well,
those guys are all good.
Yeah, and so those boys, Joseph is his name, Barrentos,
yeah, really quarterback.
Yeah, I was watching
him. He's been 8 years old in the youth program.
Well, I was going to say I was watching him today in the 7-on-7 you just did with Sheldon, and boy, he was impressive just with not only the spiral in his ball, but just the strength of the arm. And
he's been working really hard. He's a multi-sport kid, soccer, track guy, football guy, repped a lot. He practices a lot, really works on his skills and drills.
Yeah.
Coach Avina helps him. Coach Curry helps him with quarterback stuff, drills. And so those guys are all coached up. You know, they're really coached up. He's really coached up. He's a kid that listens, 4.0 student, you know, super smart kid, a great family. Like all our families, great families we have to coach. So he's a really, really good football player. And he did really well when he's in youth. He played good teams he played on. And he has high expectations, high standards for himself.
But the tall young man that was playing receiver today. Damon.
McAllister, basketball player.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I saw him play.
And he got Defensive Player of the Year for their team's awards. He was a really stalwart rebounder, defensive player for the basketball team last year.
So this is – so people can't just – cram nine guys in the box anymore.
No.
They got to pay attention to your receiver.
And that's why receivers are important. That's why kids come here to go to school to play receiver, because that opens up the door of everything. So we go out there knowing that. We know we have the weapon. And we've had that a few years. We've had these guys run right by guys.
Oh, yeah, sure. You've had plenty of those guys. I remember many years, your quarterback had almost as many touchdown passes as he had completions.
Yes.
You know, that you had those kind of years.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah. That could be that same year, yes, for sure.
Yeah. TJ, this is year, I believe, 19 for you. And, it's nobody has been to as many section championship games as you. Nobody in Elk Grove Unified has done that. What really has been the secret? I know it took a few years for you to get there, but what in the last 15 years, you know, what was it that has made this, you know, Mustang football so powerful?
The cohesiveness of the adults in all phases of the school, whether it's the principal to the VPs to the athletic director, the connection with us about just the we don't have any egos that way. There's no egos involved. Everybody's here for the kids. They all want to help the kids. So their whole focus and idea, the people that we luckily hired over the years as we've met relationships with people. Dave Coronado's a guy that I know we hired. Give you an example. Like, he's a great example. Like, I just hired him as a football coach because he's a good person.
Yeah.
I didn't care if he knew anything about football. He just liked kids. He was an elementary school teacher. I knew he was a good teacher that way. Yeah. And so I luckily got him hired on as a football coach first, and then later he became on campus, got on campus as the athletic director, because Coach Curry stepped down to open up that door, right? So, like, that's like, okay, it could have went to anybody, but luckily Dave got the AD job, right?
Yeah.
So now you have a cohesion of your family. It's all family. So that helps the kids, because now everybody's focus that works in our program cares about kids. It's always kids first. What do you do for the kids?
Yeah.
So that's really the driving force for the success of it. When you have that theory and thought, I think that's the best educational environment you could have, because you're really truly living like that. You're not just talking. You're living the whole, it's kids. And we have powwows with the kids and have talks about stuff that get real deep, because we love the kids. We truly care about them more than, you know, anything of our job. It's not a job for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're not, and I was, my wife had, you know, we talked about it, it's like, it's not a job. Like, it's not a job when I'm walking through the grocery store. Hey, Coach Ewing. You know, it's like, that's not a job. You don't get called out like that when you're doing regular 95s. Like, it just doesn't work like that. It's just, it's a different kind of animal working with being an educator.
That's so good.
Being a coach.
That's so good. You do have a great staff, and always have, you know, it's always been a lot of fun to come to your games. There's something different even in your press box. It's a lot
absolutely.
Of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't describe it, but somebody has to come in. But, of course, you're going to have what I call the killer schedule again in your mm-hmm. non-conference. Mm-hmm. Folsom, St. Francis of Mountain View, leaving somebody out to help me.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh jumped in. That was good because De La Salle jumped out. They had to get, I think they played Orange Lutheran in L.A., which is their national schedule all the time. So
yeah.
That was fine. We would like to compete with them, but we respect De La Salle and their program. I'm very blessed to play against them. But Pittsburgh will be a seriously formidable opponent. I think they have 17 offered guys on their team, which is – I don't remember a NorCal team having that many guys ever. I've never heard of that many offers besides like Mater Dei or Bosco. So when I heard that – on an article I read, I was like, wow, these guys really are loaded and they have really good coaches. And they're always been it's always been a great program. I heard their barbecue's really good out there. They do a good job with their barbecue.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. You know, the parents out there, they do a good job. So it'd be really fun to go to Pittsburgh. They have a lot of history, a lot of big-time history in their program. And
we're very
honored to go there and play.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, it's always a blast to see you and talk to you. And, you know, 19 years later, it's great that you're still here and still, you know, your guys just love football. That's really what I notice about your team. And so I just really wish you the very best this year.
Thank you so much. And I have to give a shout out to my wife because she's definitely been
the
stake in the ground for me and keeping me humble and respectful. And she's a beautiful woman and been there my whole life and in terms of being married, and I just love her so much, and she helps me so much. So
okay, thanks, TJ.
No problem.